Stay close to your television or your TiVo, because tonight millions of viewers find out whether Anya or Fatima or Whitney walks away with the title of America's next top model. Big news. And the winner may decide to celebrate with a nap. Former contestants on reality TV shows say producers routinely deprive them of sleep in order to heighten the drama. Joel Rose reports.
Former Project Runway contestant Jay McCarroll says it took him a few days to catch on.
Well, they work you to like midnight or 1. Before you know it, it's 4 days later, and you're like, wait, I've slept a total of 11 hours in the past week.
McCarroll says he tried to take naps during filming, but the lack of sleep really came across on TV.
I was having such trauma at the machines, and I was cursing at them.
You know, you're a fat...
Jay,
what?
It's cool, just chill.
In the end, McCarroll endured 3 weeks of sleep deprivation, well enough to win the first season of Project Runway. But he says some of the other contestants couldn't handle it.
It makes people crazy. It puts people on edge and makes them irritable, screaming.
This is not so different from what actual sleep researchers observe in the lab. Mary Karskaden at Brown University says sleep-deprived people tend to be emotionally volatile.
So you have the little girls on their sleepovers giggling themselves silly. But you also have people who have short tempers or who easily cry. I guess all things that do make for high drama.
In other words, sleep deprivation makes for good TV. And apparently Project Runway isn't the only reality show that's figured this out. Here's a clip from a recent episode of Top Chef.
Okay, so I just did a check-in after the chef's been cooking all night long. They're clearly exhausted, and I think that's going to be a major factor.
I'm honestly so tired that I can't even bring myself to stress about anything other than hold on to that cake for dear life, because if it smashes, I'm going to need therapy.
Top Chef and Project Runway are produced by a company called Magical Elves, which did not respond to our requests for an interview. It looks like America's Next Top Model may also be depriving its cast members of their beauty rest. Former contestant Victoria Marshman told the blog Ivygate that sleep deprivation made the girls, quote, physically ill and mentally insane.
I don't want to say that it's unethical, but maybe it is.
Sleep researcher Mary Karskaden.
There's documentation that sleep deprivation has been used as torture in prisoner of war settings.
I wouldn't call it torture. Sleep deprivation is a producer's ally on almost any show.
Lincoln Hyatt is the executive producer of Solitary on the Fox Reality Channel. The premise is that 9 guests are held in solitary confinement and subjected to the whims of an unseen, mechanical-sounding woman named Val.
I find that depriving my guests of sleep makes them pliable. It helps me to discover their physical, mental, and emotional limitations.
These people come in wanting to be tested, and if a tool like sleep deprivation makes somebody more raw, you know, that's valid in that exploration of, you know, what are your personal limits?
Lincoln Hyatt says contestants can leave the show anytime they want. All they have to do is push the little red button that takes them out of the running for the $50,000 prize. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.